Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives.
Hello and welcome to our Friday edition of our ALC Daily Podcast. This is Pastor Benjamin Davis. We're here in the nation of Cuba, and it is actually 10:52 p.m. We just got done with our Tuesday night healing crusade. And I think they told me that we had a pastor's conference where there was about 300 pastors. And then tonight, I feel like they said there was a 1,000 people here crammed into a small area. So it was really crowded. But we just saw some amazing things. And I've got Desi with me. And I just felt like Desi had a story to tell. So Desi, let's start with what you saw this morning with the lady that needed healing with her eyes.
So this morning we had a lady who had come back for prayer, and she had a glaucoma in her eyes and she couldn't see. So we prayed once and it got a little bit better. We prayed a second time and it got a little bit better, but she wasn't completely healed. So I grabbed Samora, our translator, and come to find out, she had some witchcraft in her family and everything. And so we had her bind up that witchcraft and throw it away. And then we prayed for her a third time. And when we prayed for her the third time, her eyes were completely healed. And she could see things from far away. She was reading things. She could see the shirts and read the shirts behind her. And she was just beyond excited.
Did you ever think that you'd be used to heal blind eyes?
No, I did not. I did not.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes, it's super cool.
So then tonight, Desi was scheduled to give her salvation testimony. Tell what happened there.
So I gave my testimony, and 27 people received Jesus.
27 people.
27.
From just about a 60-second testimony.
Yep.
And then we gave an altar call, and Desi, I let her pray for them. So Desi got to personally lead 27 people to Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord tonight.
Yep.
Did you ever think you'd get to see that?
No, definitely not.
And then I thought, well, we're on a roll, so let's just keep this thing going. So I said, hey, Desi prayed for a lady this morning who was blind and she was healed. So if you're in a room tonight and you're blind, Desi's going to pray for you to see.
Yeah.
And this was quite comical because I had no idea how many blind people were in the room until I started seeing people help them up and take them back to get prayer. Tell us what you experienced.
Oh, there was a massive amounts of people, probably at least 60 to 70 people that were over there by us to get prayed for. Some were, one woman I had prayed for her last year. She had got her one eye healed last year, and she recognized me and wanted me to pray for her again. So we prayed for her again, and come to find out, she had unforgiveness in her heart. So we led her to forgive, and then her eye was about 80% healed. And so I told her to come back tomorrow. And pretty much everybody we had prayed for either was it spiritual blindness. They either had blindness because they had unforgiveness in their heart, or they either were doing witchcraft or had somebody in their family doing witchcraft and was putting stuff on them. And we binded it up, threw it into the ocean, and they were getting healed, and it was crazy.
I had one lady come up to testify, and I think it was her husband, whoever was with her, was so overjoyed. And she was completely blind. And they had her tested out, and she was able to identify shirt colors, which I thought was amazing. So she identified my translator shirt color. Then I said, what color is my shirt? And she told me it's blue, told me about it. So I thought, well, that's just great. Well, then we had another guy who was a translator, and he said, hey, wait, I need to see this. So he went down and said, what are the color of my eyes? And I'm like, at the current lighting level, I couldn't tell what the color of his eyes were. Mm-hmm. So, because I looked, I'm like, I don't know. And she looked and she said, your eyes are blue.
Wow.
It was quite extraordinary to see. Cool. Of course, they were just overjoyed, you know, at what the Lord had done for this lady. So it's an amazing time. There's one more lady I wanted to kind of get you about. There was a lady that we called out words of knowledge. She's, and a bunch of people stood up, but she did not get healed. And you prayed for her. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you learned about that lady just the morning when you prayed for her.
She was trying. She had, I think, unforgiveness in her heart. I didn't have a translator, so I was only using what English, what Spanish I did know.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something that she wasn't ready to let go of and release yet. And but I know that she, at some point, God will continue to keep talking to her because she wanted that healing. And she will. She's got to release what she's got bottled up.
What Desi didn't know was that that lady came up tonight and gave a testimony of complete healing. She had gotten her freedom. She had her injury was healed. Whatever she had head wounds and whatnot, and she was radically healed.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen. So good. God is good.
Yeah, Desi, what would you say, or would just speak to someone that is struggling with maybe they doubt. Maybe they're not sure.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? How would you encourage them?
Never give up that hope. Always stop seeking the Lord. Always keep trying to find him, because you never know when you're going to find him. You never know when you're going to meet him. You could meet him on the street. You could meet him in your house. You could meet him in a completely different country for the first time. You never know when you're going to meet him, but just keep seeking, and he will show up when it is the perfect timing.
Desi, you're a blessing, and I appreciate you sharing to encourage others.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.